Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Morning Show. The Home Team. No, it's both. It's the Crossover.
Crossover! Step back!
Presented by Fully Loaded Pizza Kitchen right here on 960theref.com.
The Crossover Podcast presented by Fully Loaded Pizza Kitchen in Watkinsville and also Five Points at Athens. Chris Brame from the Home Team, David Johnston from the Morning Show. We are maintaining a six-foot distance from one another and delivering the podcast. We appreciate you listening. You subscribe to us on iTunes, or you can download on demand, 960theref.com, or definitely get the 960 The Ref app, and you can listen to all of our on-demand content there. You can listen to The Ref live anytime, anywhere you are. And I would say you could stream Georgia sports programming within a 75-mile geofence of Athens, but there will not be any of that for the foreseeable
football
future.
Maybe?
Is that next up?
Not, I mean, it's...
That would be my guess.
The baseball season hasn't officially been...
There's no College World Series, though.
There's no NCAA postseason.
And as of now, like, the team isn't even allowed to practice.
No, they're not together.
So my guess is football season is the next.
Plus, baseball has that, you know, you have, if they're not practicing and they shut it down even for a couple of weeks, pitchers have to go through a little bit of an acclimation period. You just can't show back up and start playing again.
Well, yeah, that's why the beginning of the year you have these pitch counts and stuff.
Yeah. Spring training for baseball.
Right.
Although spring training now is different than it used to be. You know, for like the majors, you know, after the season ended back in the day, you'd go home and work your regular job, and then it would take a month or so to get, you know, baseball shape. They probably don't have to do that as much now as they did then, but they still do. But yeah, but for pitchers, I mean, you got to get your arm picked back up. So I know there's a lot of folks that are really, really hurt for what's going on, which I understand. I would be too, but I don't know what's going to happen with the rest of the spring sports calendar. But we do know that there aren't going to be any championships conducted by the NCAA. That much we do know.
Yeah, I mean, so if anything cranks back up, I assume there'll be conference tournaments maybe that are still held. But because I know yesterday Greg Sankey seemed to be caught off guard by the announcement that there would be no championships. Period. Because, you know, I guess the point being the softball tournament and the College World Series aren't held until June.
Yeah. I mean, you do. I mean, it's 3 months away. It does sound kind of like, well, that's kind of a long way away to be making this call.
Yeah. I was actually surprised as we record this, the Masters, which isn't scheduled until April 9th through the 12th, went ahead and decided to. Now, they didn't say cancel. They said postpone. I think they do hope to maybe find some time to play it later. In fact, the Masters could decide they want to play any time of the year, and they would kick whatever tournament off the schedule off.
If the Masters decided, hey, we're going to play the week of the U.S. Open, you guys pick which tournament you want to play in.
Yeah.
You know, they wouldn't care almost.
No, I mean,
of course, they wouldn't do that, but yeah.
No, but they would knock, like, the Western and Southern Open off, or whatever that is now.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. They could change a week on the schedule if they needed to. The problem is, and again, this is a level of expertise that I don't have, is the condition of the course. You know, it's closed during the summer, so you're talking about the rye grass and the bent grass. And again, this is stuff I know a teeny tiny thing about, but there is that you have to deal with. So I don't know how long it would take or what you would have to do to get the course ready.
Well, like, there wouldn't be blooming azaleas.
Right. Right.
And
well,
things like
don't
that.
Don't put it past the Masters.
To they figure out somehow.
Yeah, exactly. They could figure something out.
Plant some fake ones or something just for aesthetics.
But that's the thing about that course. It's not just about the date, but it's also about the condition of the course.
Yeah, because the course really is the star of that tournament every year.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this is uncharted territory for all of us, that there is, I think there's a UFC card
But that's like it. There might be some random cricket match or something somewhere on the planet. But for all intents and purposes, like, sports are completely shut down right now.
And you're saying internationally, not just in our country. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, I think maybe. I mean, you might find some odd soccer match. I mean, I think there may be some ITF tennis tournaments and things like that. But like major sports worldwide and certainly in America are just they're nothing's on happening. Hiatus.
These are strange times, brother. These are weird. As far back as I can remember, going back to when I was little David Johnson, I can't remember anything like this. It's crazy, especially for someone, and you're the same way, who's always loved sports.
Yeah.
It's always something going on.
I mean, we remember like in the aftermath of 9/11, but even that felt like, they're going to take a week off and then come back. And that's all it was. So Georgia missed that one game against Houston. Yeah. That they ended up making up later in the year, but
you remember too, the mindset back then was like, we're not going to let the enemy here dictate how we lead our lives. And after this weekend, since 9/11 was on a Tuesday, after this weekend, next weekend, we're coming out and we dare you to come get us. We're not going to be scared. And now it's like we have an enemy that we can't see, we can't hear, we can't smell, we can't hold, and you're just having to
spreads fast.
And it's completely different.
Right. But that's the thing. Like, sports are what we usually tune to like, hey, I want to stop thinking about the coronavirus. Exactly. So I want to watch a game. Sports. But I think that's where sometimes you forget. That's where, like, it hitting Rudy Gobert was really the thing that lit the fuse.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're like, wait a second. I need to be entertained. Like, well, why should the players and coaches be subjected to potentially catching this as well? But once you realize, oh, players can catch it, and then like Tom Hanks, oh, you mean celebrities get viruses too? To me, it's like, it seemed like that's the moment that maybe, got some people's attention that thought at first, like, well, it's much ado about nothing, it's a hoax, and this and that and this and that, that, maybe it is sensible to at least shut down for a couple of weeks and then evaluate from there.
Yeah. So we'll make do. We talk for a living, so we'll figure out stuff to talk about on the home team and the morning show. That's not going to be a problem.
Well, no, I mean, I'll have a list of shows to binge watch and recommendations there. So this, like, Netflix will probably overload, I would imagine. I hope they've got their servers up.
Do you think Netflix and Prime, they're the ones that are responsible for this?
See, that would be like the
conspiracy theory.
There's that. There's the hand sanitizer and toilet paper lobbies.
The political conspiracy, all these conspiracy theories.
Oh, I mean, there's nut jobs that think it's just a fundraising effort for the CDC. In the World Health Organization. So, I mean, to me, it's like those are the people that we do need to be protected. That's why there aren't any sports, because we can't count on you to do the sensible thing and, think of like society at large and not just yourself individually.
And it's not just about, it's like what we'll be talking about over the next 2 weeks and when you and I meet in here next week to do this again. I mean, it's more about just knowing kind of like, where we stand, what the schedule is, what's been going on with the athletes, where they stand. I can't sit here, you can't sit here and try to guess what's going to happen, because we just don't know at this point. I mean, we could throw out our own personal theories, but that doesn't do any good.
As of now.
Because we don't know.
Yeah, as of now, we know the SEC is shut down till March 30th.
Yeah.
And there's no Masters.
We had Greg McGarrity on the morning show this morning. He was nice enough to come in and just try to answer some questions for us, and it wasn't. I was kind of curious, what had happened yesterday, what's going on today, that kind of thing. Not like, Greg, are they gonna play? They're terrible for not playing baseball in June.
Right. Yeah.
It wasn't anything like that. You can go back and listen to it. You can check it out on the app. But it was basically just like, what's going on here for the next week or two, and are the players together? No, they're not. They're student athletes. Got to remember that. The students are told to stay away from campus if you can. That means the athletes also. It's just those kind of things that we don't know the answers to, that it's nice to have somebody just say, here's what we're doing, and we'll let you know when something else comes along.
Yeah, which is, as of now, I guess March 30th, or maybe before that, we'll find out that, we plan on maybe having a week of practice. I don't know. Again, we're just doing that thing where
there will not
speculate.
Be spring football practice next week or the following week. That much we know.
Yeah, that's shut down until that same date.
That much we know. So at least up till now, April 1st. But here's the thing. You think, okay, well, if the Masters isn't going to be played that first or the middle of April or the 9th through the 12th, you know, does that give you hope that other things are going to start back up before then? And I mean, again, I don't know. I just, those are the kind of things I think about.
Yeah. Well, that's why I thought it was interesting the Masters went ahead and called it. But again, these are decisions that are being made in conjunction with like health officials. Cause like,
you don't think Fred Ridley just woke up and decided to do it on his own?
Maybe he did. Who knows? But I would think that, they're getting information from health officials.
That's what they said in their release.
And, you know, because here's the one thing. I don't think the Masters cares about, like, the PR look of, like, well, every other sport is shutting down, so maybe we need to. But you also feel like, because, you know, I saw Rory at the Players Championship that was like, we all need to be tested. So the players were, you know, it's not just, it's one thing to not have a gallery there, but there's still between the players, the caddies, other guys and people that are there managing the events, you're still looking at to put on a golf tournament or a sporting event, even without spectators. That's still a lot of people that are going to be there that at this point, when you're being advised to do all you can to not congregate like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's what we got to do right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just at this point, it's what it is. And I feel horrible I feel bad for the student athletes that may have played their last game, may have, you know, the gymnasts, the equestrians, whatever, any sport that we're talking about. And maybe, you know, that's another question we've been getting. Will the NCAA grant, you know, basically just call this a mulligan this spring and just let if
you want to
come back, can they do that? Is everybody getting a red shirt? You know, you got incoming freshmen coming in. Would you have to expand the rosters for a year? I don't know. Those are all good questions that the NCAA's got to deal with.
I think, like, to me, like, the slippery slope there is, and not to, like, you know, like pile on the Georgia basketball team, but like for a team that wasn't going to the postseason, should its seniors be allowed to come back?
Well, see, that's a winter sport. I was more talking about just the spring sports.
Okay.
Yeah. I think basketball and men's and women's basketball hate it, but they played 95% of their season. Unfortunately, the 5% of their season they didn't play for a lot of teams was the NCAA.
It was the most important. Yeah, the one that matters.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. So I was more talking about the spring sports.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't, you know, the sports that are just now kind of getting started.
Yeah. Well, if Anthony Edwards wants to come back,
he can
come back.
Yeah, he even has eligibility, so it wouldn't even matter.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
But, hey, Georgia did end its season with a win.
Yes, they did.
And so that's something.
I want to say, like, for the first time in 50 years.
It was since 2003.
Although, technically, that was vacated. So,
is that right?
Yeah. So technically,
nah.
It happened on the court, but technically,
they beat South Carolina in overtime in 2003.
Yeah. That was Georgia's last win to end the season on the court.
Well, they lost, I think, to Kentucky two games before that. Is that also vacated?
The losses for, is that said only the wins vacated? Yes.
The losses still count, though? Yes. Well, that's
tough.
I don't
know why that plays that way. It should, if you're going to vacate the wins, you should vacate the losses and just call it 0-0 for the season.
Well, here's the thing now. It's like we need stuff to debate. So I guess
maybe
that'll be something to debate, whether or not some of these seniors, if they want to exercise the option to come back for another year, should be able to. I am grateful that, because, you know, I guess you don't have to do this person to person, but thank goodness, like, the NFL, as of right now, still plans to begin its league year next Wednesday. So I've never thought that I'd be more grateful for, like, we need Tom Brady to sign with the 49ers.
Yeah.
And just that way there, then we do have something to talk about and think about other than coronavirus.
We can do it's almost like the hot stove league for football.
Yeah.
At least you've got that going. They can still conduct their business. But what about the draft? I mean, do you still, because now we're not, Georgia's pro day has been canceled. So things that teams want to see from players are not going to get to see. So that's probably going to affect the draft also.
Yeah. I mean, how they evaluate and scout players, because all the NFL teams have pretty much locked down their scouts, the scouting departments from traveling. And then the draft is in Vegas, where they've shut down all the buffets.
But if there's a town that can handle a virus, it's seen every virus known to man. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. But
that one, yeah, that's tough though, because so many people are just inside there. But you know, I know they've closed their buffets, but I guess they've talked about doing that without any spectators, but I don't know how you would do that, because where they were planning on holding the draft is just out there in the open.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's not until the end of April.
You could ride a gondola out to the stage at the fountain.
Yeah.
That was going to be wild.
But that's like, so the fountains of the Bellagio, you can just stand there on the sidewalk and stare at.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm like, well, what are they going to do? Just shut that sidewalk off and not let you there if they plan on doing that? But that's still till the end of April. So like we say, at that point, hopefully things will get back to normal and, you know, the spread of this can be slowed, if not somehow contained in that period of time. But I feel like the sooner you kind of like take these steps, and the sooner we can just get back to business as usual.
We're flattening the curve.
Yeah. Plus I need sports to gamble on. I'm like a junkie that just quit cold turkey now.
Let me just see what the headline is at Vegas Insider. This morning it was the ponies. That was all they had.
I logged on to one of my accounts and it was like, is that it?
The ponies.
Yeah. I logged on to one of my accounts and it was like next events and there was just a blank screen.
Just depressing.
I almost started crying.
Just depressing.
All right. We'll take a quick little break here. Then we'll come back and we'll have you part two of the Crossover Podcast, presented as always by Fully Loaded Pizza Kitchen in Watkinsville. Also in Five Points in Athens. Again, you can subscribe to us on iTunes. Listen anytime on demand at 960theref.com or download the 960 The Ref app. If you have an iPhone, you can do that in the App Store. If you have an Android, find us in Google Play. And the app has definitely been huge the last couple of days, because there's been a lot of breaking news things canceling. So you've been able to stay up to date with those notifications. Crossover Podcast, Chris and Dave with you here on 960theref.com and the 960 The Ref app.
True Italian food has returned to Five Points and brought some friends along, because Fully Loaded Pizza Kitchen is now open in Five Points, Athens. At the new Fully Loaded Pizza Kitchen, you'll find all your Italian favorites, from pizza to calzones and baked ziti, along with sandwiches, salads, wings, and more, plus a full bar for beer, wine, and cocktails. It's time to eat at the now open Fully Loaded Pizza Kitchen at Five Points in Athens, and also in the Manders Crossing Shopping Center off Mars Hill Road in Watkinsville.
All right, the Crossover Podcast, part two, presented by Fully Loaded Pizza Kitchen in Watkinsville and Five Points in Athens. All right, so even though we said like we don't know, we don't want to speculate or guess, but let's do that. What is the first major sporting event that will happen post this current hiatus. Yes. What do we see first?
Well, let's just like, why don't we say, what's the next one to come up? In other words, like, all right, so the Masters is the latest big one that has been postponed.
Yeah.
What would you say is the next thing after that? That is basically
the French Open?
Yeah.
I mean, if that's considered, I know I'm a tennis junkie, but I know not everyone is.
That's a major sporting event, whether you're a tennis person or not. I mean, there's a big golf major every month.
Yeah. So I guess the PGA would be before the French Open. So that would be the PGA. I think that's before the French.
And that is out in California.
San Francisco.
Is it at Harding Park?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'd have that. I guess it depends on, like, I don't know. Do you consider like, oh, the resumption of the spring sports in the SEC? But then we'd be trying to speculate if that's going to happen or not.
And my guess would be like the NBA would come back before, like the SEC wouldn't start spring sports if a league like the NBA was still not playing, I would think.
That'd be like if somebody comes to you and says, do you think the NBA is going to resume this year or just shut it down and just start over again next year? And I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, the deeper you go.
Yeah.
I think like a good solution for the NBA is just at some point, give us the Lakers and the Clippers, and the winner plays the Bucks, and you'll have just a little semifinal, and the Bucks get a free pass. But like, that's what we're all waiting for anyway.
Yeah,
Lakers, Clippers, and then winner hits Milwaukee.
I mean, could the NBA and the NHL kind of do the same thing and just say, all right, whenever the playoffs were supposed to originally started, we're just going with what the standings are right now. We're not going to play any more regular season. I mean, these are things that they'll be kicking around, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, maybe give the players a week or so to get ready, you know, to get ready to come back a couple of weeks and start the playoffs. Maybe that's what we'll see.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there's no if the NBA wants to keep playing into like June or July if it has to.
You got the Olympics. I mean,
are those going to happen?
That affects players in the NBA, you know, and not just the Americans, but, you know, the international players. So, and I don't know. I mean,
maybe Major League Baseball, they've pushed back the season 2 weeks, but those are outdoor events.
Yeah.
But I mean,
it was weird yesterday because when all this stuff was going on, the spring training game still took place yesterday.
Yes.
The Cactus League games didn't, but the Grapefruit League games did.
Yeah, the Braves were playing when they decided that there won't be any more spring training.
Yeah.
But they didn't. It was like the...
They didn't call them off in like the middle of them, like the Big East tournament.
They played a half.
I know.
I love, too, like up to like 3 o'clock, the MEAC tipped off. And they even had, I think, a women's tournament, too. So they had a men's and women's tournament. They started playing those games. I don't know if someone like, what are you doing?
I guess for some of those tournaments, it's the cash grab, and they don't want to, for those conferences, they don't want to give that. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's like, I look at some of those smaller conference tournaments, and they're playing in front of nobody.
And maybe they felt like, well, we're a one-bid league, and this is for an automatic bid. But as soon as Duke and Kansas said, like, we're not playing anymore, then you knew the NCAA tournament was only a matter of time.
It was like,
you mean the number one seed wasn't going to be there, and then, I mean, Duke would have been a 2 and is obviously one of the big brands.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's, I don't know. What are you gonna binge watch?
Probably. I mean, even
what's the show you haven't seen that you wanted to watch?
Oh, that I haven't seen?
Yeah.
That's a tough call because I think I pretty much watch everything
you wanted to see.
I think
I've only
seen
one season of Breaking Bad, so I can.
You got to get on that.
Yeah,
I'll probably. I mean, I might go back. I haven't seen The Wire in a couple of years, so it could be The Sopranos. I haven't watched in a couple of years.
I was thinking about rewatching Deadwood.
Yeah, there's a show on Netflix called Ozark.
Yep.
That's had 2 seasons, but the third one's coming out, I think on the 27th. So we're still like 2 weeks from that. But maybe they could push that up somehow.
I'm sure it's ready to go, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I've seen a couple of good movies.
Oh, what's the one that you and Linda watch?
Knives Out. That one?
That's a movie?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. My brain's still on TV or series. It's on HBO now, I think. Is it a Stephen King?
The Outsider.
The Outsiders. All right, so you recommend that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is this the first season?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there only one season of it?
So far, I don't know if there's going to be another. Okay. I mean, they leave it, not to spoil it. They leave it open for, I guess, if they wanted to carry on with it.
But it's not horror, but it's
kind. I mean, there's some scary.
Carol's not going to watch
creepy
it.
Stuff. Yeah, she won't like.
So because Linda said I can't watch that before I go to sleep. There has to be another show in between that one. Can't be my last one of the night.
Well, we would watch it, and then we would end with Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is completely unhinged this year, and I love it. And there's only, unfortunately, 2 episodes left of it.
Hilarious.
This has been one of its best seasons.
Yep, I totally
agree.
It's
a bounce-back year. Yep. Have you seen the John Hamm episode?
Not yet.
Okay.
So I think I'm 2 behind, but I'm pretty sure it'll be seen this weekend coming up.
Yeah.
We're going to have plenty of time to watch stuff.
Because the John Hamm one is the one that just aired this last Sunday. And to me, it's like if making a top 10 Curb Your Enthusiasm, it's in the top 10.
Okay.
Yeah. It's phenomenal.
The last one we saw was the handicap parking episode where he's parking in front of Latte Larry's.
Yeah. Okay.
Mocha Joe's mom's getting on him.
Yeah. The Spite store.
The what?
Latte Larry is the Spite store.
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway. So
there's 2 episodes left, and they've made a few Funkhauser references that he's in China. And I want, so I wonder how they're going to end up paying that off, because
they brought in Vince Vaughn as his
half brother. Yeah.
Which is
so.
Yeah, there's something going there.
I assume they're
going
to pay it off that he dies, since he died in real life.
Yeah.
Bob Einstein.
Yeah, I know. I'm curious to see what's going to happen with that.
Yeah.
So when we meet again next week, hopefully I'll have caught up and maybe started watching, or have seen at least season two of Breaking Bad. At least that's my plan.
Yeah, you got to get on that. And then you'll have to start Better Call Saul.
Then Better Call Saul, exactly.
Yeah. Which is running right now, too.
Okay.
On Monday nights.
How many seasons have there been of that one? Two,
this is the.
Three?
No, this
oh,
is.
Four.
This might. It's either the. This is either. I think this is the fifth season.
Wow. I am way behind.
Yeah.
A lot to get caught up on.
Yeah, but the first four are on Netflix. And then the news. The current. I believe the current season is five.
Okay.
That's on there right now. All so right. That's what we got. A lot of. A lot of binge watching is on the things to do.
So you said Knives Out is a must for movies.
Yeah.
Okay, you, and I wanted to see that.
Yeah. I don't like, to me, I saw of like the Best Picture nominees, I watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and I saw Parasite, and both of those were great. I loved them. I don't know how Knives Out didn't get nominated.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was.
Do you agree that Parasite was the best movie?
Having not seen all the other ones,
yeah,
like
that's true.
If I of the movies
the
that
ones
have
you saw
recently, I really liked Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, I did too.
But of the of movies that have won Best Picture recently, it's better than of recent Best Picture winners. It's better than any of them that have won. I mean, Parasite was good, but you do have to commit to like yes, you have to read subtitles,
which I don't mind. I know some people, even Logan. He's like, oh, I can't stand this, can't stand that, I can't take subtitles. And he comes in last week and he was like, saw Parasite. After 5 minutes, I didn't even realize I was reading the subtitles. It's one of the best movies I've ever seen. I mean, he couldn't stop raving about it.
Yeah. It is like, it's like almost like a 2-hour Twilight Zone.
Yeah. Well, I'll see it at some point.
Yeah. Well, we'll have a lot of time now.
Yeah.
No more baseball travels for at least a couple of weeks.
It was weird, too, yesterday, just the way the day unfolded, because we were in Statesboro, and we had just lost for the second night in a row to Georgia Southern, even though the first one was in Augusta, and then we played Wednesday night in Statesboro. So woke up yesterday, but we knew the news. The news broke during the game on Wednesday that, all right, SEC has decided to play these baseball weekends with nobody in the stands.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there thinking, God, well, this is weird. This is not good. Then I started thinking, well, you know, the Dogs are catching a break here because they're going to play in Gainesville and Nashville against Florida and Vandy not in front of a home crowd. And I know South Carolina would have been the same way coming here to Athens, but I was thinking, God, this is the like 1 year where opening 2 out of 3 weekends on the road, you're getting a break.
Yeah.
And then literally, you know, we had texted back and forth, I guess it was what, Thursday morning. And you had made a, you know, kind of a little, I couldn't tell in your text, it was kind of a little crack about, hey, is the game still on? What time's it airing? And then as it turns, and I was like, have you heard anything? And you're like, no, but I got a feeling or something like that. And next thing you know, we go from thinking we're driving to Gainesville to turning around and coming home. It's just a weird, weird day.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting the closing down of all sports, but I definitely thought after the NBA, that those conference basketball tournaments were
once
definitely
those started
goners.
Falling, everything just the dominoes just fell.
Yeah, I mean these are strange times, but we'll hopefully get through them sooner rather than later. And the number one question I've been asked, in fact, I got a text from my mom today. What are you going to be talking about now? And I was like, I'm talking about movies and TV shows, I guess.
Yeah. So, it's so funny because this morning it didn't seem. I mean, obviously the topics might have been a little bit different, but it didn't feel like the 6 to 10 was any more of a grind than it might have been. I mean, I thought it felt like kind of a normal day.
Well, and I'm like, for me, it's, I don't know. I'm you know, I'm a human that's got like anxiety over this as much as anyone else does. Like, I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to think about it.
Yeah.
So I'd rather just talk about nonsense too. But then there's also like, I guess, well, you know, it is what people are talking about and they want to hear it, but I don't know anything. I'm not a doctor.
And it's reckless for us to speculate on stuff. So, right. You know, you can't do that either. So, yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like actual information.
That's not a hot take, yeah.
As actual information is presented, you know, we'll definitely keep everyone up to date. But at this point now, I don't think there are any more sports to be canceled. So,
other than UFC and
horse racing,
the ponies can't get the coronavirus.
No, but don't these viruses basically get transmitted to us from animals, though?
Yeah, I did see a funny tweet yesterday from somebody that said the World Health Organization announced that dogs can't get the coronavirus. So any dogs that have been quarantined, you could let them, you know, go or whatever. And then it was like, who let the dogs?
Yeah, I saw that too. Well, that's what I was worried about. I'm like, if I get this and I've got to like quarantine for like 2 weeks, like my dog's not going to put up with that.
Neither is mine. So, nope.
Yeah, so I'm glad that he could still keep me comfortable if, you know, God forbid.
I know.
Any of us catch this thing.
I know.
All right, Dave, well, stay safe out there.
Yep.
Keep those hands washed.
You got to wipe these mics down.
Keep those hands washed. Don't, you know, stick your hands all in your mouth and nose and all that. And, you know, I think it's good advice to, you know, probably just
do that anyway. Not do that anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and for the time being, just hang out at home.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of stuff to binge watch.
Exactly.
All right, appreciate you checking us out. This has been the Crossover Podcast, presented as always by Fully Loaded Pizza Kitchen in Watkinsville and Five Points. Subscribe on iTunes or listen anytime on demand at 960theref.com. Or better yet, download the 960 The Ref app. For Dave, I'm Chris. This is the Crossover Podcast here on 960theref.com and the 960 The Ref app.
You've been listening to The Crossover, presented by Fully Loaded Pizza Kitchen on 960theref.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.